Ahead to Nunn, leaves in the corner for Ellison, and back out Nunn at the free throw line. Driving right around the corner to the rim and in through the hands of Christian Dovis. Ellison, near corner in front of us, Scroggins. Back across to Ellison, leaves in the far wing. Nunn, open for three, splashes it home. Day goes behind the back, steps back for a long two, somehow gets it to go as he hits the deck.
That was a heck of a fall away too for Parker Day.
Day in the middle of the paint, just floats it up with the right hand and knocks it in. Ellison, middle of the floor, still floating top of the key. Dishes out far wing, Nunn, quick trigger, three at the buzzer, gets it to go. What is it with Jaden Nunn and buzzer beaters this season? Working on this zone on the far wing, Green for three. That's one way you beat a zone.
Yeah, and early on they were struggling to find some holes, but it looks like now they're starting to find them and they're really knocking down shots.
Far side, Nunn on the perimeter. Goes to Jones, mid-post, floats up with the right feathery touch.
He did a really good job of getting defenders off of him. He had three guys closing in. He faked a pass out, got one of them to go away.
Johnson driving in, ball was loose, taken by the Cavs. Scroggins, no look to Nunn. Layup is in, 13 points for Jaden Nunn.
Really nice no-look pass.
Back and forth they go. Ellison driving up with the left, blocked inside. Put back is no good, tips no good, and finally Nunn gets it to roll home. He's been pretty good on the boards, and he's got 15 points. Inbound to Day in the near corner in front of us, working inside, spins, hooks with the right, short. There's Booker, but got sent back by Hollis. Day will attack again and scores. Top of the key, long two, Isaiah Jones splashes it home. Day will let the ball roll into half court, saving as many seconds as possible. Now at the three-point line, steps back 4-3 and buries it.
How about everything from Parker Day? Last possession, he goes down low and gets a layup. This one pulls up for three.
He's got 19. Beal, corner three, knocks it in. 8 points for Beal. Now Brown in the far corner, the Green. Quick passes ahead, Brown for three, rattles it home. Spence, full court pressure on Nunn. Long cross-court pass to Brown. Tips it out to Ellison. Penetrates up with the left. Spins it in. Is that going to count?
I think it's got to count.
It counts. Acrobatic finish for Makai Ellison. Ellison breaks the press. Lobs it up. Jones sends it in. There's the dunk we were waiting for.
He's given it a couple tries already today. This one finally goes down.
One of two for Nunn. 66-49. Carmen Ainsworth in a steal. Scroggins leaks out to Nunn. Oh, he tried to rock the rim, threw it off the heel and out of bounds. Woo!
Someone check that backboard.
My goodness. And I think that might end the night for Jaden Nunn on a high note. Scroggins trying a couple fancy moves. Hands off to Mew, driving in, up with the right, reverses and in.
Really fancy move there by Terrence Mew. Reverse layup on the drive down the middle of the lane. Nice move.
And Carmen Ainsworth advances. They beat Heritage for the second time this season by a score of 68-54. They'll play Arthur Hill on Wednesday night. So the semifinals are set. Saginaw will play Schwartz Creek. Congratulations to both SVL teams.